Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
What's the deal with complex ideas? They're not complex and they're not ideas. Now, obviously, that's a bit stupid, but perhaps it's a bit of wisdom. And that's the what's the deal with homework? They're not at home and it's not work, whatever it is. It seems to be a Jerry Seinfeld sort of meme where you're talking about. I think it's called Seinfeld. He will go with what's the deal with this? It's not this or that. And there is a problem with complex ideas that I have found that I suppose I love them and other people hate them. So it's a love-hate relationship, which means that I love to be hated. Very, very shortly talking about it. So a complex idea is essentially an idea that other people cannot understand. There are just too many threads in it. And so, therefore, a complex idea is an embryo of an idea which will eventually will have these channels into it, these multiple channels, dimensions that people cannot comprehend, and it will evolve to something that they can comprehend. And so, in essence, the complex idea is quite correct. It's not complex because no one understands it. And if you don't understand it, it's not even complex. It's complete rubbish. And it's not an idea because an idea is something that someone can comprehend and do. So a complex idea is, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's almost correct about it. But I have the dubious thing of, I don't know, if you read enough, think enough, and think just at the start, you get these things together. You've got these basic hooks, which link things together, basic strategies to go through, and you get something up. And I just want to talk about transferring a complex idea to a simpler idea. So today we went off to a Remembrance Day ceremony. People doing this will listening to this will know that I'm with the returned soldiers, but I'm not as a returned, I'm not as a soldier as the fully returned soldiers. Yeah, these are the ex-veterans. I'm sort of a pale imitation, but enough to pick up soldiers and actually take them to Remembrance Day dues. And from the outside, these soldiers have been through a system of trying to enforce a system rejecting them. They're all system thoughts, and so their viewpoint is purely an engineering viewpoint. They can't see that other threads are going through. And so I suggest things which are, to them seem rather complex, of, say, putting ideas in terms that the children can understand and activities that the children can actually do. Now, this is not because they don't think that's good. They just can't see it because they've actually walked backwards into the future. I think that's the overall thing. That they've walked backwards into the future. So although they've got a beautiful panorama, that's only just one section of what's happening in life. So they've got a beautiful panorama of the past, and they can't see beside them. So I'm just looking at sort of the links, that is, what the people do, and actually taking it as a commodity and moving it through a process. So essentially, I would say one thing they do is they produce poppies. The kids produce poppies. To move it through the process is that that poppy gets produced and thrown away. We'll try and keep it alive as long as possible. That poppy gets produced, then given to us, and then in fundraising we can just give away a free poppy, give it away. And this is, we're just acting as a channel. We're legitimizing, branding the poppy that they've produced, and it can be produced at the school and it can be just given away as a free poppy. This can be no question about that. And, of course, there's all this complexity now of every donation has to have a tax receipt number with a scannable barcode number. So you issue so many tax receipts for so many donations. Those donations then can be claimed as a tax, i.e. so if you give $10, the government will give you back $5. How about that? With that sort of incentive. It's still $5 down. But in order to do that, you have to present this receipt to the government, and the government will scan it, and then, well, they won't give it back to you unless you go through this complex process. But that's looking backwards. That gives you one thread through. There's this more complex thread through. Now, one of the things that so this view is very, that person is not related to anything else. That doesn't have a structure associated with it. So having a handling process is looking at purely the tax aspect of it. So this is the kids produce poppies, and the story of poppies. And this old soldier wanted, at the end, got up and tried to explain the importance of poppies, but he, you know, unfortunately hasn't been coached on how to actually deliver a quick, clean message to schools. So if I can talk about how you would give the story of poppies. I'm going to, firstly, you're going to say, look, I'm here, I'm just going to tell you the origin of poppies, something like that. Now, there's Great War back over a century ago. Just put it, it was in Europe, a long distance away, and there was lots of bullets and shells, and all the plants, not only the people got destroyed, but the plants, all living things got destroyed in these fields. It was all very muddy and shells and explosions and stuff like that. And then the guns fell silent. And what do you think was the first thing to grow in these fields? And of course, you're doing it, that you have, you're putting the answer to it. So rather than think of the message, you think of this process. And they say, oh, the kid will say, obviously poppies. And so that there's the ownership of giving the answer with it. So that's the way that I would have done it across here. Now, we have this bugler. There was a bugler last year. I was there myself. And this year, with them knowing there's a speech and stuff like that, I got an old soldier last year. I gave one. I gave about, basically, there's a sort of sense of justice. There's a sense of, at a certain point in time, we've got to act and act in an efficient way. So I just related it back to the schoolyard, that if you're feeling bullied, you've got to do certain processing stuff, and it requires a certain courage to stand up to bullies. So, you know, Remembrance Day, we won't forget you. You know, you're not forgetting us. We won't forget what you're going through. So that's what I did. So this little bugler I heard second time around, and wearing the slouch hat, the army slouch hat, and medals. And his father had been off to Vietnam, and it so turned out that his grandfather was a senator, a fairly famous senator, and there's a family associated with that. And one of the things I said is, can we have a photo opportunity with this person? So with Warren and this... I won't say the kid's name, the bugler. And the idea is to create an asset and actually drag it through a system. So it's like stirring a pot to actually go through. I see how much time I've got going through here. Yeah, so to actually, which is different from people are thinking letter, photo opportunity. They're just seeing sort of like little frames, and they're not seeing about how this goes into a time movie. So what we do is we have this photograph, we create a certificate of thanks from Warren and Peter from the RSL, our own certificate of thanks, a letter of thanks with the photographic game, and then just seek his permission to put it in the RSL magazine. So rather than just one step, we say we're doing it. We want to submit this little story to it. And can we submit it? Are you okay with us submitting it to the local press? And so it's by sort of like threading through, the photograph threading through comes to the letter. And of course, I have to produce the letter. And of course, Warren is an excellent, meticulous military engineer. He doesn't miss a trick. He's always thinking. He's very old, obviously, at this stage, but it's right across. But thinking very the actual situation, which is what you want. You want someone to say, look, we need a bridge built here and so much armour to go across here, whatever it is. Whereas some other people could say, oh, well, perhaps if we send a goodwill group into the local area, they can tell us about the soil conditions and a whole lot of other, sort of the other intelligence operations. So that's one example of, so the idea of a certificate is a very complex idea. This is, it's got so many threads to it, and obviously, and you can see the actual pulling the threads through time and different threads across and understanding that there's threads. So it's the complex idea is through complex perception, and the complex perception has something, and that produces a prototype letter. And the prototype letter is a concept prototype, or prototype certificate, and we push that across. So the ideal thing is to get by a small frame of it and have it posted to the... Now, it's very interesting to actually read the body language because we were there as the backup show for the school while the top brass of the school, the principal and people, went off to their main Remembrance Day. And they're coming back in the park, the car park, getting this old guy into the car again. So sitting back in his luxurious seat, I've had to put the seat back and an angle for him. But these principals and the kids, when they saw us the second time, they didn't acknowledge us. And there's a certain aspect of ideas, which we were an idea, being in its place. They had come, they'd done, and that's enough. And so seeing a second group of that was just, there's not the intellectual preparation for it. So you've got to be aware from that and not pick up that. I don't think Warren picked it up, but I definitely picked it up. So this is, the idea is, although it sounds a good idea, and it's now a complex idea, you break it down into a simple prototype. And a simple prototype is a small certificate in a small frame posted to the school, to the courtesy of the principal. Please ensure that you give it to this person here. And the principal obviously can see that as an asset. I can give this at an assembly like this, appreciation to it, and it makes sense and it goes all the way up. So there's a letter to Warren, a letter to this kid, I've got to remember his name, so we get that across, and so you suddenly have an event, becomes an asset that the principal uses, a letter that then gets transported around the family, and so this grows all the way across here. And this is a complex idea, but what's the deal with it? Well, the deal with it is you reduce it to simple prototypes. Now, the issue of, in terms of leadership is that the problem I have is that I do have the simple prototype, but I don't have the people to help me execute the simple prototype, or I don't have the ability to communicate the simple prototype is something that you can do. This is a letter produced here, produce it in simple little steps, but it sort of winds me up doing that. Now I'm just going to talk about another complex idea. So I suppose basically the quantum physicist embedded in this local RSL. The other thing is that I was the person embedded, sort of volunteer for the local historical society. And bit by bit, I've been called in to do more and more sort of cross complex happenings. And we got sort of a free consultancy for us to say, look, you've got to get down several key themes and work through those themes and punch those through. Make sure they're the themes punched through for a good museum. We should pick that up from Gay. So this is a different topic, but it's what I'm doing is explaining a complex idea, a simple prototype. And once you have the prototype, you imagine the prototype, but you've got to describe the prototype not from the complex idea, but from the simple prototype, you know, the build of the simple prototype. Now, the simple prototype for this idea is another theme is from reading books about calendars and time, and the fact that a calendar and time is a social programming tool. And so the idea is that we produce an annual calendar with the dates and times and themes of the month, and let that as to just pull the community. It's got a natural force to it. And so I have to, but it winds out that I have to actually produce this prototype. And so that's yeah, what a shit. And in the meantime, with it's almost like I'm like a young corporal, you know, younger time, where you have to go out and you have to research things. You want research reconnaissance thing. You have to go around an area, but you've got so much time and you've only got so much distance, and you've got to, and you come under fire. And so a little bit me coming under fire is these people saying, well, what are you doing? What is the purpose of all this? And you can't go, by the time someone has said, what's the purpose of this? They've already closed down their mind to complexity. By the time they're saying, what the fuck are you doing? You know, we need this done by here. What's this going on? What's this? There's is not the strategic room to understand it. So I've got to get the the very much idea is the idea is that this is a prototype. So I'll produce a prototype calendar, which can be printed and can be used as a prototype to seed internal production. So that's it. That is a complex idea in itself. So a complex overlay that is to simplify the idea to an artifact, and then let the artifact sit for itself, and then envelop the artifact in a complex system. That is, that once we produce one letter, we it becomes a standard thing that we do. You know, in this instance, that there is one kid or one thing which the photo opportunity is, and we so people can, they don't understand it, but becomes a standing operating procedure. Again, with the calendar, the idea is that we can then go to different community groups and say, we'd like to put you in our calendar, and they can lock in, and we can actually just upgrade what's going on and keep it simple. So the calendar is sort of like the bait in the mousetrap. It's a nice piece of cheese. They can go up there, they can eat it and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not going to be snapped or anything like that, but they can interact it at a very low concrete level. And they can say, approve, disapprove, want to buy in, buy out. They've got their fundamental things. But at the moment, if they then go through that first layer, the next layer is, can they help produce it? Then the layer after that is, can they be involved in the production, which links into the complex idea? And then you bring in the complex idea. So that's the what's the deal with complex ideas? And just looking at it here, 1731. I've got my new scientist read and a periodic table to recite. So I think I'll do that over there. Thanks a lot for listening. And so again, complex ideas. Well, I have a complex way of making a complex idea run from zero resources. And most people put their complex ideas as a product or a product theme. There's a product launch, and this is all the process here. So it's a product launch. Considering the complex idea as a product and with an evolution trajectory. So realizing that you don't give a baby gourmet grilled subtle flavors, you give them baby food. It's the baby food effect for it. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.